It's Tom and Loggy's daily podcast. Tom and Loggy. Catch them live weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on K-Rock 955.
Now, look, all good people, but sometimes maybe not good people.
Okay.
I don't know. Basically, Uber's in a bit of trouble. They're in an Uber awkward situation.
Yeah, okay.
Because it seems that they may have breached Australian consumer law. So if you've grabbed an Uber in the past 4 or so years, you may have noticed that you would be told that if you cancel a ride within the first 5 minutes, there's no cancellation fee.
Yeah.
So, you know, we've all been there before where we're like, oh, I'm over this. And then all of a sudden, hottie walks through the door and you're like, think I'll cancel that Uber and stay.
Cancel that Uber, yeah.
Right? Mm. Or something.
Someone buys you another beer and you're like,
pizza rocks up. Might as well stay.
Yeah.
Cancel that Uber. Well, the thing is that when you cancelled it, you were supposed to, it was part of their policy that you got to cancel for free. But then a little pop-up will come up and say, you may be charged a small fee since your driver is already on the way.
Hang on.
The ACCC are like, well, hang on a minute, that's, it goes against your policy.
Is it free or not?
Exactly. And they have said that this may have led users to not cancel their rides because they thought they might have been charged.
So many sculled beers. I'll drink it really quickly and still, and I don't want to pay the extra.
Right?
Yeah, sure.
Someone think of the beers.
Sure.
So they're like, well, guess what? That's not cool. You can't be doing that. You can't be saying one thing and doing another thing. I mean, that's just not kosher. So they are now in court together. Uber and the ACCC have submitted that a $26 million fine should cover it.
Okay.
They're misleading the public for about 4.5 years.
Right.
Right?
Yeah, sure.
So the decision is up now to the federal court. And, I mean, they could pick a different sum or penalty, or they could say, yep, cool, let's just do that. A cool $26 million. Let's sort this whole thing out.
Are we all going to splitsies it? Is it like a dollar each? Does everybody get a dollar?
Exactly. I'm waiting for the pop-up to be like, you may be charged for our stuff up.
Yeah.
Because we've
we will pay,
we've done
this. Yeah, we're being fined, so it's going to cost you extra for your next Uber.
What? How come no one's asking me about the reverse? Have you ever been in a situation where you've booked the Uber and then they've cancelled on you?
Oh, a bit of a too hard basket? How about standing on the south side of Ryrie Street? So on the K Park side of Ryrie Street.
Yes.
Near that old bookstore thing, basically the corner of kind of Gerringhap, just up a little bit. And then having the Uber not be able to find me, even though I'm on Ryrie Street. He's gone.
I feel this is a specific example.
It's pretty specific.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's happened to other people.
Yeah, totally.
He's gone into Little Mallop.
Yeah.
And then turned up the laneway that heads up the hill towards Ryrie Street. So he's on the other side of the shops. He's at the back of the shops on the other side of Ryrie Street. Yeah. He's like, where are you, mate?
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, bloody Ryrie Street.
But I'm charging you right now.
I'm charging you. And
you're getting charged for all of this.
Too hard basket, mate.
Yeah.
You're on the main street, the main strip through town, too hard basket.
What's that? You live in Werribee South? Too hard basket.
Where are you? I'm amongst the cauliflower.
Too hard.
all I can see is cabbage. Nah, too hard.
No, you're in the right spot. Just keep driving.
Tom and Loggy. Tom and Loggy's podcast, K-Rock 955.
Going to the States for this one, buddy.
Yeah.
And it's a note from a boss, a tyrannical boss in a workplace.
Okay.
And you'll be surprised to hear that I'm excited because this story takes place in a vegan bakery in a town called Bend.
Okay.
In Oregon.
Yeah.
So a vegan bakery.
Not all vegans, can I just say?
In Bend. Passo aggresso note plastered on the door.
Okay. This could have gone under restaurant review replies.
Well, no.
Kind of.
It's not a review or a reply.
Yeah, but I just like the song.
Well, the reply for, yeah, no, it is a good song. I'll find an excuse to play it later.
It's all right, it's all right.
So this one goes under how to lose your staff in 5 minutes.
10 days.
Okay. So, well, a quarter of the staff, apparently, after this note was put on the door, actually quit, gave their notice.
Okay.
So it's the door to the toilets, right? And so they've got their kind of kitchen area, mm-hmm. and then there's a door that goes to a little hallway and has the toilets in there.
Yeah.
And I imagine the back door of the bakery. On it, it says at the top, always clock out when passing this door, and always is underlined. And then in smaller font, it says underneath, including bathroom breaks, 10-minute shift breaks, lunch breaks, questions regarding personal requests, questions regarding production should not require leaving the production area. Please see floor manager on duty, so don't go through this door. Paid break times will be added to your paycheck in accordance with hours worked. So it's saying essentially you need to clock off when you're going through this door and it will be docked from your pay.
Yeah, that's a surefire way to get people to not care about your business.
Yeah. So
you can't do that. Isn't that illegal?
Well, I don't know, because the States is a hectic place when it comes to actually working, and particularly if you're on kind of the lower end of the scale.
Yeah.
One user commented, if you want to buy my body for 8 hours, you'll pay for its needs too. And, I mean, that's just a good lesson for life.
Yes, that's amazing.
The fact that they're riding a long diatribe means they are in the wrong for their 10-minute clock-out break rule, so they've broken their own rules. One said, I need water and food to get through a workday. That means I need to get rid of that water and food during the workday as well. Don't like it? Hire a robot.
Yes.
Anyway, vegan bakery Red Plate Foods have eventually owned up to it being their company after facing backlash online. And this is where it gets really good, because... Okay. This is the logic.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
Boss Becker calls herself Boss Becker.
Hi, I'm Boss Becker.
Welcome to my vegan bakery. I'm Boss Becker.
No.
She's apologised to her employees because she's just realised that being a bee is actually going to get her cancelled real damn quick.
Okay.
She's explained that the store is trying to track a new door. And not the activities that happen beyond the door. We're just trying to just keep track of what the door's doing. It's a new door. We want to know what it's doing.
What?
She said the policies were never implemented after realising the harm the changes caused and our mistake of not involving employees in the discussion. Translation. Mm. Everyone said they were going to quit. So we're like, oh, hang on a second. The red-faced boss also said bathroom breaks were never docked from employees' pay packets. Okay.
Yeah.
Eat some real food, mate. You won't be anywhere near as grumpy. Clearly that's what's happened here. She is hungry. She's starving. She's exhausted. And she's typing. She's gotten real mad.
No.
And she's fired off this sign and stuck it on the door and regretted it straight away.
Seriously, it's like when your mum finds, you know, maybe a ciggy packet in your backpack one day and you're like, I'm holding it for a friend.
Yeah.
That's that logic. Yeah. Oh, we're just wanting to see what the door is. Just come up with any excuse.
Just trying to work out what the door does.
Yeah.
Becca, welcome to my bakery. What's in this pasty?
No.
Tom and Logie. Tom and Logie's podcast, K-Rock 955.
The sun is angry, my friend.
Sure.
Okay, now I've spoken to you about this.
Yes.
And I just want to let everyone know.
Yeah.
If you're feeling a bit, you know, angry, a little bit tired.
A little bit emotional.
A little bit totes-emosh, right? It might be due to the solar flares that are pinging off the sun at the moment.
And look, call me crazy, but could it just be life?
No.
Could it be that you are an adult that is making their way through the murkiness that is, you know, trying to, you know, meet the demands of a job and a personal
life? Some of us are more sensitive than others, though. Some of us feel things that others might not feel.
I'm feeling something right now.
I've been feeling it, right? The sun has spewed out one of the biggest solar flares that it's done in years, right? And this happened just the other day.
Yeah.
It actually was so big that it knocked out some radio in Australia.
Did it really?
And in Asia as well.
Hopefully it knocks out this break.
I'm just saying, you know what? There's my people that are into the weird stuff that I am.
Yeah.
So I just want to say, it can have that effect on you. You know what I mean? Obviously, it can cause damage to electrical grids and knock out satellites and radio and infrastructure and all that type of thing.
Mm.
But it can also affect you emotionally.
Well, if it's doing all that to the machinery, imagine what it's doing to your machinery. You know what I mean? Like,
I just want to say, here's how you can remedy it.
Okay.
All right.
Sunglasses. Is it sunglasses? No. It's a crystal. Is it a crystal? Do you wear it around your neck? Garlic.
You
Do you wear garlic around your neck? Should I wear garlic in me jocks?
You should.
Yeah.
To ease out that bitterness smell.
Tiger balm. Tiger balm in me jocks.
So maybe go to your local crystal shop or whatever. And shut up.
It's popped out of the local crystal shop.
Shut up. But be a bit kinder to yourself. Drink a lot of water, okay?
No.
You need a lot of water right now.
Don't tell me to drink water.
No,
God,
see,
you know
real
nothing.
You're funny like that.
No, nothing makes me very angry. No one can tell me how much water I need.
Oh, my
Eight glasses of water a day. It's
right?
A stitch up.
Also, try and ground yourself, yeah? So that's barefoot on grass. Shut up.
We're talking to you, Janjuk. You already know. Actually, we're not talking to you, Janjuk. You already know. You're out there on the compound. You're not even listening right now. You don't have a radio. It's okay. We get it.
But the solar flare, I'm just saying, if it's a bit, you know, skew whiff, if you've been feeling not quite right, it could be due to the solar flare.
Okay.
So just take it easy with yourself at the moment. It's all happening, guys. It's all happening. And see, was this break considered boring? The borometer would have gone off. So technically, that is a break that is quite entertaining.
Yes.
Miss the show. Here are the best bits of Tom and Logan.
Tom and Logan.
On K-Rock. Now. Now.
Now.
Grab your popcorn, kids.
It's Tom, Leggy and Luggy's
I Feel Seen
on K-Rock and Action.
The original.
Yeah, not to be confused with a segment on any other radio station based here in Geelong. Certainly not on Bay 93.9.
You know what you need to do, though? If you steal an idea, just make sure it's better. So you two have got to nail this scene. It
okay.
has to be perfect.
All right. Okay.
All right.
Give
be
it
kind.
Your all.
Just for be a bit kind. Of background, it rotates through. So it's myself and Loggy that will be doing the acting, and Lingy, you'll be doing the guessing
yes.
this week. I got a week ahead of myself, and I thought it was my week to guess. So yesterday I was very happy about the fact that I wouldn't have to do any work
he
today.
He wiped his hands.
I was like,
sick of suckers.
Ripper!
The best part of this is that everyone can also play at home and see when you can get it yourself.
True.
And we've never had a movie acted out that we couldn't guess what the movie was.
I'm almost certain you two have got together and thought, let's come up with a movie that Lingy can't guess.
I will. Look, I will say this is it's got to be up there with the hardest ones we've done because we've done pretty easy ones.
It's niche, though, and I feel like you're a niche guy.
I think, well, you're 1 year older than me, almost
yes.
exactly 1 year
yes.
older than me, so
correct.
We were very similar age growing up.
Yes.
And we grew up in very much white bread Australia.
Yes.
You know, like picket fence and all that kind of gear. And I feel
this
like...
This is your life segment.
You and I, if I knew it, like I would know it, so I would like to think that you would know it also, okay?
Okay.
Put it that
okay.
way. Here we go. And we end it by saying, and scene, and that's
scene.
When you know it's over, okay?
Okay, here we go.
Here we go.
Here we go. Okay, 122 and an eighth, 122 and an eighth. Terrific. Where the hell is 122 and an eighth?
You're standing on it, dude. Just pass it down here.
Give me that. Hey, this is a 10. The tab's 13.
You're 2 minutes late, dude.
Oh, come on. I couldn't find the place.
Wise man say, forgiveness is divine, but never pay full price for late pizza.
I gotta get a new route. I thought I delivered everywhere.
And say.
And say.
Yes. I don't know if this is just an indictment on my life. I got that the moment you started talking.
Amazing. Yes. Amazing. Amazing.
You could have gone with like the early one of, pizza dude's got 30 minutes.
Yeah. He's 3 minutes late, dude.
Yeah. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, one of the greatest movies ever
yeah,
made.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, it sure is. If you're playing at home.
Ah, come on. I couldn't find a place.
Wise man say, forgiveness is divine, but never pay full price for late pizza.
Ah, great.
Yeah.
Well,
what a
but
movie.
Not, like,
I mean, Godfather, Gladiator, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
No one cares about like, Gladiator.
Any of that.
missed the show, here are the best bits of Tom and Logie. Tom and Logie. On K-Rock.
Are you happy with that I feel scene? Are you happy with my summation that, you know, you and I grew up in very similar kind of circumstances, so if I could get it, you could get it?
Oh, yeah. Perfect build-up. And I got to say, for a year of my young life, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles were the biggest things in the whole world.
Mm. We were discussing off-air our favourites. And yours surprised me a little bit.
Did it really? I said mine's Raphael, yeah. And you just straight away said, oh, yeah, because you're red and angry.
No. I said.
Inaccurate,
you're
though.
An angry red. That's what I said.
That's far different.
And then we asked Tom, who was yours?
Yeah, and I said Leonardo.
Yeah, and we both went, oh, yeah.
Mr. Leader.
Yeah, I'm the best.
Sensible.
Yeah.
And?
Yeah.
And?
You guys are like, you don't even need to say. No. You thought I was a Michelangelo girl I'm totally tubular. But
to look at, yes.
Yeah, and I throw shakers like they're going out of fashion. Yeah. But I was a Donatello girl because, you know, yes, he doesn't have a weapon that's as good as something sharp.
What did you say his weapon was?
I said his weapon was the ability that if people just give him a minute, he'll come up with a solution to a problem. So if you could just give me a minute. And I really respected that he was the brains of the operation. If you just give him a second to just calm his farm and sort it out.
And he had a couple of sticks. They were called... Was it bows?
Bow. Yeah, he had one.
You went in pretty strong there, Lee. Yeah. They were called.
Yeah, and then I doubted myself. I remember Raph had the size.
Yes.
Like
the nunchucks and the swords. So there you go. So Donatello with two sticks. Yeah. Anyway, great.
So great movie. Great movie, by the way. Great choice for I Feel
Good
Sane.
Job. Yeah,
love you.
It's your daily on-demand fix of K-Rock's Tom and Loggy. Tom and
Loggy. Your photo is still behind the bar at the Bowman Heads pub. You threw a pint into the crowd.
I had a paper cup of water and a good song came on and I whipped it like a cowboy lasso to be like, woozah, let's party. And a bit of water went places and I got booted. All right? And I left willingly.
I hear that story each time and I am just so very, very disappointed in you.
Okay.
You can't throw pint glasses onto a packed dance floor. Yes.
Oh, my God.
That could injure somebody.
You wouldn't remember, mate. You were swinging water around.
Tom and Logie. Tom and Logie's podcast, K-Rock 955.
Uh-oh. I'm allergic to that.
Oh, should have done a patch test.
Should have done a patch. Look at you. You're learning.
Yeah.
Patch tests. Should be done before trying any kind of beauty-related products and whatnot because you just never know. And for those who don't know what a patch test is, you just chuck it on a little bit of your skin, just a little patch.
What kind of skin do you think? Should I put a patch test down here? Is this, if I lift my leg up here?
No, that's a snatch test. You don't want to do that.
Behind me knee?
A bride-to-be... was scared that she was going to be forced to walk down the aisle with a face that had ballooned out.
Yes.
Because she went to get her eyebrows done by a new beautician. She just booked in for a wax and a pencil job. Mm. And the beautician was like, you know what, I'm just going to put tint on there and not tell her. And she was very allergic to tint. Her whole face blew up and it looked shocking. She said here, quote, I look like Frankenstein's monster.
Unlucky for her, but also unlucky for the brow therapist.
Yeah.
Is that what they are?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Because... probably, you know, 7 times out of 10, that's not going to happen. Yeah. But 7 times out of 10, you're going to have someone be like, oh, yeah, that was all right. I'm happy with that. Fine, whatever. You didn't really listen to what I wanted you to do, but it looks okay.
Yeah.
Get on with my day kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly. But in this case, I'm allergic to that. And it can happen from time to time.
It literally blew up in her face.
Literally did. She couldn't see for 2 days, the poor darling. So we're asking, when did you have the allergic reaction to something or, you know, that you didn't know and you sort of said to yourself, uh-oh, I'm allergic to that. Georgie from St. Albans Park, when did this happen to you?
It didn't happen to me. It happened to my best friend. We flew over to New York for 5 days and we thought, oh, we'll go get dressed up and we'll go down to Times Square at 2 a.m. in the morning and get some photos taken.
Oh, yeah.
He decided earlier that day to go to Sephora and buy a new setting makeup spray. For 2 days, we were like, what blew your eye up? Like you got bitten by a bee. And we finally realised when we finally got home that it was a new setting spray after she used it again when she got home.
So okay, Tom's looking at me confused.
I'm like, sorry, I'm hearing words, but I don't understand.
Setting spray is when you have your makeup on and you go spritz, 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 and then it kind of finishes the look. So that
it's like a lacquer.
It's like you put a coat of lacquer over your face. You can put hairspray on. Well, yeah. I used to do that.
Stay away from the candles. Far out.
It's not good.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So, she was allergic to that. I mean, that's not good, Georgie. Yeah.
Fortunately.
She's stuck in the hotel room for the last 2 days of our 5 days.
Yeah, man. And it's not like it's real easy to pop back over there, is it?
No.
Do you know what you should have done? Right. You should have stood in the street and, like, held out a bag and been like, come have a look at the freak. And then you could have got money. Because it's like New York is, there's some quite cool stuff down the street.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. All right. Wrap this up for us. Kirby in Brimley, yours is a beauty-related issue as well.
Yeah, it is. Good morning, guys. How are we doing?
Morning.
Yeah,
we're good. What happened?
Okay, so I was getting, the eyebrows and upper lip done, you know, like you do.
Yeah.
And it's normal maintenance. And then I was at this particular place I hadn't been to before. They used a wipe, like a cleansing wipe afterwards to help clear the pores, da, da, da. I actually found out that I was allergic to the specific kind of aloe they put in that one.
Oh.
And it's a brand, and they use it at hospitals too. So when I'd gone to the ER a couple of weeks later, same thing. My area blew up, and I'm like, what the heck? I looked into it, specific strain of aloe.
Wow.
Really freaking weird.
It's like super strong aloe or something.
So when you say it blew up, did it look kind of like you got like some fillers and like a nice little facelift?
Yeah, around my eyebrows. It's the weirdest thing because just above your eyelids, you've got little nerve endings. So it was really itchy.
Oh, awful. Don't want to start rubbing those eyes and you keep rubbing.
I can just see. See, Tom's been lifting his leg up the whole time, and I just feel like if you're going to do a patch test, Tom, you don't want to do one there because of that reason.
What's around the eye?
No.
Right around the eye. And if it's false.
The whispering eye.
Oh, Dom and Long. K-Rock.